Hello.
Sandra Russell on 90 for the president.
You want to tell them
just... Thank you. Senator?
Yes?
Be just one moment, please, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Chief?
I'm doing reasonably well. I hope you are.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. That's not very good, but it's...
Well, I got all your problems taken care of.
What's that?
Well, you told me they're moving everything to Mineral River District. I just put a stop order on that.
Well, I didn't mind going to Mineral
River
more than I did anywhere else. I just didn't want to go.
Well, you told me that they all said that I got that South Carolina chairman had more power than the Georgia chairman. I just stopped that right quick and showed them they didn't have.
Well, that's what they said in Savannah, But they ain't going to be happy in Savannah. There's nothing you can do about them down there to make them happy.
Well, anyway, everything you told me that's wrong, I corrected in about 1 minute.
Say,
I got this military authorization bill.
Yeah.
And everybody recommends a veto. And I thought before I did, I'll talk to you and try to see you.
You mean on that transfer bill?
Yeah, they say you all want to run not only the legislative, but the executive. And in time of war, you really...
That bill, I wouldn't have put it in there.
They say in time of war, you really oughtn't to be commander-in-chief because General Rivers may not be able to diffuse his authority, that he wants to hold it all.
I thought John Stennis did pretty well. He came see me, and I told him that when the bill passed, when he had it up, and I told him, I said, well, John, you can't afford to take that House division. That's something we can't do. And he said he wouldn't, and he struck it out, and it went by the Senate without any difficulty. But when he went into conference, I don't remember exactly what happened. I didn't bother with anything that I asked John to do while I was sick. I let him have it all, just like a defense appropriation bill. But
the most
I did call him to get him to take out something that McNamara didn't like about buying some ships somewhere.
McNamara is ready to try to live with it. He doesn't like it, but he's...
He says
they're gutting him, but... All the lawyers say I can't live with it on account of the rest of the government. They say that it just it abolishes the executive.
I didn't think it did. I thought that...
Here's what they say.
I don't remember exactly what it way it read.
The most controversial and troublesome provisions are dealing with base closures in Section 611. This section provides that no military installation in the United States or Puerto Rico shall be closed are, quote, substantially reduced.
Yeah.
Until 120 days after the Secretary of Defense reports the proposed action to the Armed Services Committee.
Well,
and further, such reports by the Secretary of Defense must be made only to the committees between a very narrow specified time between January 1st and April of each year. If the Congress adjourns sine die prior to the end of the 120-day period, Each action will have to be resubmitted during the next session. By its terms, Section 611 does not apply the movement of troops and equipment, quote, for tactical purposes, unquote, nor to installations that have a total military and civilian complement of less than 250.
Well,
so you all are being commander-in-chief, or they're going to be commander-in-chief?
You want to veto it, Mr. President. I'll try to get it through with that vision out of there.
I think that's what we ought to do. I vetoed the one in the Northwest.
I don't really think that...
I vetoed the one in...
...in that vision it would slow up anything.
Well, they say, though, that the executive, and you've been an executive, they tell me that all the lawyers, the attorney general, and the general counsel of the White House, and the budget bureau lawyers, they say that you really take charge of all troop movements over 250. You really tell us that we can only act between April and January. Well, it says, by its terms, Section 611 does not apply the movements and troops for tactical purposes, nor to installations that have a total complement of less than 250. But over 250, General Rivers and General Stennis, and goddamn, I'm going to be worse than Civil War.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, I know you would. Of course, you wouldn't touch that. You, Carl Vinson, got to be born more sense than that. But we got those boys, and they're tasting a little power.
No, I want to tell you, John Stennis fought like hell to eliminate that bill. I told him that it was not good, that we had no business fooling with that, and he fought like a tiger. They kept that thing in conference for weeks. And I don't blame John Stennis. He did all he could to get the whole thing out.
Well, I wouldn't blame John for anything. I love John Stennis.
I got him to strike it out in the House, in the Senate, and he struck it all out. And they went to conference. I wasn't on the conference committee myself, because I don't like to appoint a subcommittee and then try to direct it. But he did what he could, and he held it up for days. He talked to me a half a dozen times about it. He finally told me the very best he could get was whatever that was. I don't remember. I didn't pay a great deal of attention to it, but I saw that he had eliminated any legislative...
Let me show you what they say. I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I want to show you. There's another compromise written in the bill by the House Committee. The House provision set up a Reorganization Act procedure on which either the Senate or the House could have enacted disapproving resolutions with respect to a specified base. The Senate struck out the provision, but as already noted, the conference wrote the language in the bill. These provisions do not contain congressional veto coming into agreement or similar objectionable features which raise a constitutional question. The exception of a long waiting period and the limitation of notification to 4 months carry the provisions far beyond any ordinary waiting period requirement.
Well, that's when the Congress not in session or something like that.
In his attached letter, the second...
I haven't read the bill, but I talk to John every day for two, 3 days, three or four about it.
The Department of
Defense...
Wait a minute, let me read. The Department of Defense believes that these provisions are not conducive to the optimal management of its program. Our concern with this language goes beyond its impact on the defense operations of the base closing programs in the United States. We believe that if this is allowed to go unchallenged, it could well serve as a pattern for the proliferation of similar provisions or provisions with similar effect in a very wide range of program areas, the cumulative effect of which will be a significant erosion of the presidential flexibility and the presidential authority.
Well, that was right in the first Department of Defense, because it couldn't possibly have that effect.
Wait a minute. For example...
Don't veto it. It'll be all right. They can't override it, and they'll have to...
Well, they can't with you helping them, but I want you to listen to the argument just a minute. For example, we have brought to the attention of the White House staff already the provisions of the Labor HEW bill and the provisions of the State Justice Commerce bill as approved by the Senate, which, if they ever become law, would prohibit respectively the closing or even the planning of the closing of any public health service hospital or any offices of the Bureau of Public Health.
Well, I'll support that. You closed my little old hospital down there, and you closed All the others, and you opened up every damn one of them but Savannah. You just left it closed.
In short, we believe that approval of Section 611 would largely erode the climate regarding legislative encroachment on the executive that was engendered by your disapproval of the West Coast Club Bill of Morse's, which you vetoed. Accordingly, we must recommend to you, Mr. President, veto of H.R. 8439 with a commitment to approve it immediately with appropriate amendments, Section 611. We attach a draft of veto message to this end for your consideration, and this is strongly concurred in by the Department of Justice. It is our understanding the Department of Defense recommendation that they could live with the bill is based on essentially tactical consideration.
They could live with it. They don't, if I hadn't thought the Department of Defense could live with it, I wouldn't have let them go on in there. I know they can live with it.
Well, McNamara don't want to cross you, that's all. He just
no, don't. No. I haven't talked to McNamara about that.
No, I say, but he doesn't want to cross you. McNamara's the only one that doesn't recommend veto. The budget recommends veto.
McNamara won't even come see me. I can't. He won't even come by my office.
Oh, McNamara just, he's as subservient to you as I am.
Yeah, that's just about the same way. Yes, sir, that's about right.
Well, you don't ever have had about one moment in your life about my subservience.
Subservience, yes, sir, I wouldn't. Well, that's not a very good word.
Think it is. I think it's a good word. I think it's back around. I both know where the fuzzy balls are, who the leader is. So McNamara comes see you any damn time, day or night, that you need to see him.
Yeah, I called him and asked
with his hat in his hand and with his...
No.
Yes, he will. He damn right he will. No. I told him every time I hear anything, I call him up and tell him. And he just says, yes, sir, I'll straighten that out right quick.
Well,
and he does.
I'm a McNamara man. That's about that. Of course, I could find some reason not to.
He feels the same way about you.
Huh?
He feels the same way about you.
I guess that's right.
He thinks you're a patriot, and you are. You are.
I
just don't want you to let him override me. That's all I want. And I'm going to...
Well, I understand that. The house will go to the house first.
Well, the house will go 414 to nothing, probably.
No, they won't override on that.
I'll approve the bill the moment it gets to me without this provision, and I'll be glad to talk to the chairman.
As you think it is, but if you want to be to it, go ahead.
I'll be glad. I don't want to, but I'll be glad to talk to the chairman, as long as you're chairman, and Rivers, about anything that I'm going to do that affects any of their areas on closings. I just don't want the law tells me that I got anything over 250.
I'll stand up for the original house provision, because God dang, I've been stricken harder than anybody else on all that. Nobody else can.
You ain't going to be a martyr in my league. You've got more than anybody I know of.
I don't know where so.
Well, they told me that there's two that ought to go. They told me that there's two ought to go. What was it? Hunter.
They didn't close little old Moody, which was a very small avenue.
Hunter, they didn't close it, did they?
Yeah, hell yeah, they closed that. And then moved it all up to Charleston. That was the worst part about it.
Well, they changed it, though.
Well, I think you did take part of it over to Dover, Delaware.
No, sir, they just...
I didn't really care about that. It didn't make me as well to care. Except I had told McNamara jokingly over the phone when he called me about it. I said, Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry you're closing it. But I said, I hope the hell you don't move it up to Charleston, because the Savannah people already said it. That Rivers can move anything up there he wants to from anywhere. You know.
He claimed that you didn't tell him that, and I told him that you said you did, and he did, and he said he just forgot then.
Well, I know he did. I know I did.
I told him. He claimed I had a big argument then.
Well, I know I did. But he said, I'm not thinking about moving the damn thing to Charleston. It didn't make much difference. It was all right. It wasn't an important issue, but he did say that. And I said, but go ahead if you want to and veto it, and they'll take the damn thing out of the bill.
Well, I guess I ought to call Rivers and talk to him about it, shouldn't I?
I think I would. I think I'd talk to Rivers about it. He'll probably raise hell about it, but
Of course he will. Of course.